Good morning, and let us begin with wishing every listener the many New Years of India. From Baisakhi to Bihu, from Vishu to Poila Baisakh and Puthandu, it's celebration time, so happy Nav Barsh. Yes, it is a Monday, I'm back, but that isn't the news. If Game of Thrones is what was the most anticipated thing hitting global screens, Tiger Woods just stole its thunder. Winning a fifth Masters title and its first since 2005, cementing a fairy tale comeback to the pinnacle of golf awards, whose career imploded after a 2009 sex scandal and nagging knee and back injuries that required a total of 7 surgeries. Tiger Woods ended an 11-year major title drought at the Masters by claiming a fifth green jacket. It is 15th April 2019, while Game of Thrones may provide respite and recognition of reality mixed with fiction, but for true entertainment, we would still recommend the Indian general elections, the second phase to which will only kick in 3 days from now. The chants and songs are just getting louder, except that some songs are causing extreme embarrassment, specifically if they are blatantly plagiarized by India's most nationalist party, and that too a song sung by the Pakistan Armed Forces. Well, the irresistible urge to sing the Balakot tune in election season has had an unlikely fallout, a cultural exchange across the border, although Pakistan is calling it copying. On April 12th, BJP MLA Raja Singh announced the release of his new song on Ram Navami, dedicated to the Indian Army. Seedha Rasta Watan, Dil Ki Himmat Watan, Apna Jazba Watan, Maan Ki Kuchhi Lagan, Seedha Rasta Watan, while sung with great fervor, there was only one small problem. The song had been copied word for word from a song written for Pakistani Armed Forces. It is a song released by Inter Services Public Relations, or the ISPR, the media wing of the Pakistan Armed Forces, on the 23rd of March for Pakistan Day. Singh replaced Pakistan with Bharat and called it a song for the Indian Army on the occasion of Ram Navami. So we give him minus 5 points for effort. And while we are on convenience of replacement, miffed with Prime Minister Modi's Abdullah's Muftis have ruined Jammu and Kashmir statement, former Chief Ministers Mehbooba Mufti and Omar Abdullah on Sunday fished out old pictures to remind the Prime Minister that it was the same families with whom he decided to forge alliance. But then we all know Prime Minister Modi's relationship with families. While Abdullah shared a picture of Modi hugging Mehbooba's father, late Mufti Muhammad Saeed, the PDP chief posted a picture of thrilled Prime Minister being greeted by National Conference leader. But in case you missed it, the Congress yesterday lodged a formal complaint with the Election Commission seeking a probe into a video that shows a black-coloured box being loaded hurriedly into a minivan at a Karnataka helipad, allegedly just after Prime Minister Narendra Modi had landed there. The video, which the Congress said was filmed just after Modi landed in Chitradurg in an Air Force helicopter to address a campaign rally, was shown by the party at a media conference in New Delhi yesterday morning. Senior Congress spokesperson Anand Sharma said, "If the trunk box didn't contain cash, what was in it and whose vehicle took it away? The Blue Book on security clearly says no heavy object can be put into a helicopter carrying the Prime Minister. Even in the aircraft carrying the Prime Minister, no item, not even water bottles, can be taken in without proper scrutiny and counting. The SPG knows what all are in the plane. The SPG should clarify what was the box about." Sharma added that the blade of the helicopter was still rotating and the trunk was taken away in haste and put into a private vehicle that was not part of the PM's convoy. "We have been cabinet ministers and even our luggage was checked during elections. How can this box be placed in the PM's helicopter without the SPG checking its content? No Prime Minister has ever done such a thing. This video of a box being taken away in this manner in election time is the first of its kind. There has to be a fair probe and the truth must be told to the nation." For all you know, it's just the mushrooms and the khakras that are following him. But for the real answer, we know what's in the box. Achhe Din, what else? And from Achhe Din, we head to Kachhes and how Azam Khan, the most polished politician in Uttar Pradesh, not. The veteran SP leader has now stoked a controversy with khaki underwear jibe against film actor and BJP candidate Jaya Prada fighting the Lok Sabha polls from Rampur against him. Quote, "I brought her to Rampur. You are a witness that I did not allow anyone to touch her body. It took you 17 years to identify her real face, but I got to know in 17 days that she wears khaki underpants," said Khan while addressing an election rally. NCW now wants to file a case against him. And from one loose cannon, we head to another loose cannon that comes in the shape of an app called TikTok. If you've seen it, you'll know the stupid shit that circulates there and is making many, many people, not just in India, be extremely stupid. So not totally surprised to hear that a 19-year-old man was allegedly shot dead by his own friend in New Delhi as they posed with a pistol to make a video on mobile app TikTok. Last night, Salman along with his friends Sohail and Amir went out for a drive to India Gate. While returning, Sohail's seating net was seated next to Salman, who was driving the car, pulled out a country-made pistol. He aimed it at Salman while trying to make the video, but the pistol went off, shooting him on his left cheek. When he was taken to the hospital, he had already died. And how can we cross over to international news without the Indo-French bridge of diplomacy? Rafael jets. By now, you must have heard about the tax waiver that Anil Ambani's company got from the French government after Modi's historical French visit. Now, one of the Le Monde journalists who broke the news of the French tax waiver of rupees 1,000 crore to an Anil Ambani company has disclosed that senior officials had said political interference might have happened in the case. Quote, the French embassy in Delhi stated that there was no political interference in the settlement with Anil Ambani. Several high-ranking officials from the tax administration and the finance ministry told us a political interference might have happened in the case. This is the other quote from Julien Bussot, who tweeted on Sunday. Bussot, along with Anne Michael, had reported on Saturday in the French newspaper that tax authorities in France had settled for an amount far lower than that originally demanded from Reliance flag 6 months after Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the Rafael fighter deal in Paris in April 2015. Meanwhile, in international news, the Social Democratic Party has won a narrow victory in Finland's general election with a 17.7% of the vote share only. The far-right Finns party was close behind on 17.5%, while the centre party of outgoing PM Juha saw its support crash by a third to 13.8%. And while there may be a tough fight to who will take the podium, the Ukraine's president Petro Poroshenko has debated with an empty podium after his rival Volodymyr Zelensky, a TV star and comedian, failed to appear. Mr. Poroshenko spoke alone to thousands of people in the capital Kiev's Olympic Stadium. The two men had agreed to the televised debate last week, but failed to agree on the date it would take place. So mark out your calendars. This is all we have for you for today. Wishing you a great beginning. Until tomorrow, goodbye. Take a part.